lot of great things happening in the area, one of which you can check out beginning a week from Friday on March 1st. It is the Short Sweet Film Fest. And here to tell us all about it, we've got Mike Suglio joining us here on the hotline. Mike, thank you very much for joining us. How are you?
I'm great, Andy. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's get into it, my friend. Beginning Friday, March 1st, it's all weekend long. You guys will be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's the Short Sweet Film Fest. Give us all the great details on this festival.
Sure. We're showing 118 short films from Cleveland to across the country to, frankly, all over the world. And we're very happy this year to say that half of all the films we are showing are made in the greater Cleveland area.
Outstanding stuff. Now, this all takes place at the Metropolitan at the 9, the Alex Theater, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. It's a beautiful, state-of-the-art, brand-new theater on the second floor of the Metropolitan at the 9. The Alex Theater has leather reclining seats, and you can order food or beverage at the stand right outside the theater, and you could bring it in and enjoy it while you're watching these films.
So you're not just going there to watch these short films. You're going there to watch films in style, man. Leather recliners. You're eating well. You're drinking well. Very good stuff. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. I want to dive into some of the films that will be featured here, but you know, it's mentioned on the website that in today's film climate, it's hard to showcase short films. Why do you think that is?
Right. So I think also, it's, you know, we've kind of grown to be used to feature-length films or, you know, long-form TV series. But in many times, these short films are in many ways almost like incubators or ways to test out a new idea or simply just to entertain people with a short story. And so oftentimes, you know, filmmakers will just, you know, have them on YouTube or Vimeo or what have you. But here at the Short Sweet Film Fest, we really want to, you know, strive to showcase this, you know, this wonderful filmmaking art form that's kind of just gotten lost, you know.
Again, Mike Suglio with the Short Sweet Film Fest joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. It takes place next weekend, beginning on Friday, March 1st at the Alex Theater at the Metropolitan 9 in downtown Cleveland. What are the parameters for those who have submitted films or are in the process of submitting films? There's got to be some sort of a limit on length and content, correct?
Right, so that's a great question. So all films have to be under 30 minutes long. They have to be short and sweet. some of our films will be less than a minute, and some will be as long as a whole minute. And we have tons of different categories to, you know, submit to. So we have drama, comedy, animation, documentary, music videos. That's a really popular one. Experimental films, and of course, you know, horror films. That's always also another popular category.
What about music videos? Makes that so popular? Why is it that music videos have kind of grown in popularity?
Right. So music videos is one of our newer categories. We started a few years ago, and what had happened is, if you think about it, you know, there used to be, you know, I remember growing up watching music videos on the television. But more and more now that we're streaming videos, there really hasn't been a platform outside of, you know, YouTube where we can, you know, tune in to watch, you know, music, like a programming's worth of music videos. So that's what's really unique of what we're doing is we actually have a whole block of programming that's exclusive just to that category.
That's interesting, and it begs the question, what are they showing on MTV anymore then, right? Because music videos have kind of moved out on different platforms.
I don't know if they
platform.
Show music on MTV anymore.
They kind of moved out of the real world and whatever else it is, what are the reality TV show they moved on to. But, no, that's interesting because, you know, I guess it kind of makes sense. You know, people are streaming their music on a number of different platforms too. So I guess it makes sense for music videos to move to a different platform also. Mike, you're going to be one of the judges for next weekend's festivities. So what are some things that you're looking for when you're observing these films?
Well, one thing that's really key is you got to have a good story. And so nowadays, you know, everyone has a good camera and everyone has great lights. But really what really changes up is how does your story have a beginning, a middle, and an end? Is there good production design? Is there a good message? You know, are you really striving to, you know, progress this motion picture art form. And that's really what makes the difference between, you know, amateur and professional. Because, like I said, everyone has a good camera. It's, things are more affordable than ever before.
Sure, Mike. You mentioned, I mean, the art aspect of it. I would imagine that plays a pretty big role. How do you kind of judge between a horror movie or a music video or a drama, for instance, in a short film?
Right. So that's why we kind of break things off into different categories, because we used to just have a few categories, and it was tough to compare, like, a comedy to a horror film or an experimental film to a drama. So that really helps. But, you know, we have a good selection committee, and we have a good panel of judges, of different experts. You know, Alex Sherman, he's been a writer for several TBS shows. David Tarbert has done a lot of different local TV, local television, and Cyprian Pyrock has simply just ran several theaters. So I try to change up the judging and make sure we have all areas of how people see it in different ways.
Interesting. I think that's fascinating how you approach each genre of movie and short film. I would also guess, too, here, I mean, Mike, it's got to be fascinating, too, to see how these things are created. I mean, there's a story behind the story as well with the putting together of a film, no matter how long or short it might be. But I would guess that the budget for a lot of these, that's kind of got to vary as well, doesn't it?
Right. So we have a student film category, and there's no budget for a lot of those films. And then we will get something that, you know, may have shown at one of the larger festivals that has, you know, a huge budget because they aspire to, you know, eventually turn the short film into a series or a long form feature. So then that's the thing. It goes back to what I was saying earlier, is regardless of, you know, the budget, still have to have a great story. And because, again, this is a visual storytelling platform. So that's really what it comes down to.
Mike, maybe you know, maybe you don't. How long does a typical group or perhaps director or writer kind of spend on these films? Do you know?
Oh, yeah. So it depends on the film. But, geez, it's surprising how some of these filmmakers, they've spent, you know, 1 to up to even like 5 years.
Wow.
On this, you know, one short film, it really becomes a passion project. And in many ways, you know, they're hoping this will launch into maybe another career or maybe add to their portfolio. But again, it just depends on the film. Everything's different.
Mike Suglio with the Short Suite Film Fest joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And you threw a number out there to us a little bit earlier, Mike, talking about some of these submissions that you guys have received. I mean, you've gotten submissions essentially from all across the globe, but a hefty chunk coming from the Northeast Ohio area. And, you know, obviously we're all proud of that. But where are some of these other submissions coming from outside the area?
That's a great question. So we got 448 submissions total. The majority of the films actually come from Japan and Germany, actually. They have great film programs there. And then, of course, you know, our friends up north, Canada, and then the United Kingdom, France, Iran, Australia, China. Those are really the main, you know, players in creating great films and sending them our way.
How do some of those submissions from other countries, how do they find out about an event like this? I think that's fascinating because, you know, we're talking about a festival that, correct me if I'm wrong, it's been around for 7, going on its 8th year. You know, how does it that those other countries find out about and make these submissions?
Great question. So, that I mean, word of mouth is very a very powerful tool. But also we, as do many film festivals actually, collect films through the channel Film Freeway. It's kind of a website that you kind of put out a call for entries, and, you know, people who are looking for shorts festivals, or maybe they want to premiere a film specifically in Cleveland for the Cleveland market, or trying to hit up the Midwestern market, will be searching, and then they'll find us. But, you know, like you said, we did 7 festivals going into 8 now, is really, you know, people talk and they explain, you know, that we've had a great experience. It's a great festival. We love Cleveland, and we just want to be a part of it.
And that kind of ties in with my next question here, Mike. I mean, it's really saying something when you guys are closing in on a decade right now. This will be your 8th year. I mean, you guys are obviously doing some great things. How has this event grown over the years?
Right. So, like, our first 3 years, actually, we were in the basement of Market Garden Brewery, which was really fun. And, it was fun to, you'd be watching films, and then you would look to the side, and you'd go, oh, they're brewing a Pilsner. That's great. But, you know, as we grew, we really were looking for, you know, a theater, and we found a very happy home at the Alex Theater at the Metropolitan at the Nine. And Market Garden is still, we still work with them. They're our official brewery sponsor. And what if you buy a VIP ticket, you actually get a free Market Garden beer, which is a great deal. But yeah, you know, you just got to grow, and we're always growing. And so, we'll see how many more submissions we even get next year.
Very cool stuff. Again, it's next weekend, begins on Friday, March 1st at the Alex Theater at the Metropolitan 9 in downtown Cleveland. It's the Short Sweet Film Fest. Mike, before we let you go, for our listeners out there curious as to where they can go to get some tickets and find out about the entire schedule of films that are going to be shown next weekend, where can they go to get that information?
They can go to our website, which is shortsweetfilmfest.com. or where it has a link to buy the tickets through Eventbrite, or they can even just go to the website, Eventbrite, search for Short Sweet Film Fest, and buy the tickets directly there. Regardless, though, both Eventbrite and our website have all the information and the full schedule, and you can watch trailers and just learn more about the festival.
Sounds like a good time. Again, next weekend, beginning on Friday, March 1st, it continues throughout the weekend as well. Mike, this was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for giving us the time, and best of luck next week.
Thank you, guys.